Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hey, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, Canadian sensation, bearded wonder, and Bo Sox fan that's got to celebrate last night.
It's a beautiful game, wasn't it?
It was a beautiful game, was it?
I was told by all the experts that, you know, we had no chance going up against Gerrit Cole.
Who were the experts?
Who's the ESPN guys?
Oh, Carl Ravitch?
That little guy, Mr. Kirchin.
Kirchin?
Yeah, he was burying the Sox.
Buster only said?
You know what? You can tell a lot when you look at a man.
Whoa.
When you looked at Nathan Eovaldi.
Oh, yeah, you knew.
It was his time. When you looked at Gerrit Cole.
It was not Gerrit Cole.
Shaking in
it. It was not Jerry Cole.
Shaking like a leaf.
Fucking time. And that's why we were on the Red Sox last night.
Yeah.
Mitt, you were on the Red Sox last night.
Hell yeah, I was. Me and LeBron James.
All right, that's enough. Sox. Don't fucking do that.
I thought Devers got that one. I thought that same game was hitting. It felt like that thing was going.
I don't know if we said this on air, but I know we said it right there. That because we were talking to Zito, we said Schwarber and Rizzo are almost guaranteed the home run.
Yeah.
Kicking myself for not doing something.
Gumpy 100% gave out Schwarber.
He
right?
did.
Yeah, Schwarber hit that thing to the
fucking You said that room. Into the microphone.
Yeah.
Schwarber owns Cole.
Schwarber loves big moments.
Also in the back room, Frank Muraldo, Hockey Talk is back tonight at 8 p.m. It's live on the Hockey Talk YouTube.
So, thank you, Tony. It's a beautiful plug. YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk. Gumpy will be joining me. We're also
going to talk
some NHL futures.
Oh.
And, you know, we'll get into the gambling talk a little bit on there as well. So hop on over there later tonight if you're bored.
Hey. Oh, yeah. We're about a week away until I'm going to ask you, hey, Nick, any fucking good hockey picks tonight? And you're going to go, yeah, done. I got fucking...
Yeah, we're getting into it. We're getting there, baby. Can't wait. Plus, now everybody's going to be able to watch it. It's on ESPN Plus. It's on TNT. It's on ESPN. It's ESPN everywhere.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, so...
Here's a thought.
Talk to me.
Complete homer bet.
Sox to win the series.
Plus 175.
Oh, wait, the series against Tampa.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the World Series.
I mean, I've already hit that a couple times, Tom, but... I think that's good value. And I know the Rays have had their number of late, but the Sox were struggling because of the COVID outbreak. They had none of their players. I think the Rays took the season series 11-8, but if you look at the runs scored against, I think the Rays outscored them by 2 runs maybe.
Mm-hmm.
McClanahan starting for the Rays first game. Red Sox have hammered him all year. Can you get a performance from Chris Sale? Can you get a performance from E-Rod? You win one of the first two, you got Eovaldi game 3 back at Fenway. I'll take my chances.
Dodgers are still the favorites to win the World Series. Astros are favorites to win the AL.
How?
I don't know. Then Tampa. Then we got the Giants. White Sox, Brewers.
What's the White Sox win that series? Like, what do we...
So I was just looking it up, and for playoff series, you can't... I mean, it's not showing me the series. It's showing me I can bet... the correct score of the series.
You can't bet who's going to win it.
I don't know. I'm just an idiot. And I'm not seeing it.
Let's see.
They
have announced fucking big country. Lance Lynn is starting.
Of course.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm sure it'll be up at some point. It has to be.
What are we doing?
Maybe after tonight's.
Playoff series.
NL wild card.
Yes.
Cards are at the Dodgers tonight. You just want to do that right now?
Yeah.
Took me, I'll be honest, yesterday I looked at the numbers. I knew which side I was going immediately. Not as confident tonight. I went back and forth.
Yeah.
Wainwright's on the mound for the Cards. Scherzer's on the mound for the Dodgers. Dodgers are 235 money line favorites, plus 194 on the Cards. If you want to lay the 1.5, it's 108 in juice for the Dodgers. You want to take the 1.5, minus 111. For the Cards, over under is 7.5 on the game. First half, money line, same, similar, 220 on the Dodgers, 176 on the Cards. As of yesterday.
Yes.
Similar info. Scherzer's last three.
Here's can I combat you here?
Sure. I haven't even said anything.
I'm just going to give you the playoff stats.
Okay. I have those. But yeah, go ahead.
So they're both bad in the playoffs.
Well...
I mean, Wainwright's 5-10 straight up in the playoffs.
Last season,
2-5 straight up as a playoff dog. Scherzer somehow, I don't know how, 8-10 straight up in the playoffs. 4-4 straight up as a playoff favorite.
Scherzer's been good in his last three playoffs. Yeah. He had a 1.13 in 2018, had a 0 ERA in 2019, and a 3.6 last year. Last year, Wainwright went 3 innings, gave up 2 earned runs. Last 3 games, Wainwright, 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. 6 innings pitched, or 4 innings pitched, 5 earned runs. 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Scherzer.
Lights out since he's been with the Dodgers.
Except for the last 2 games, he's went 5 in both of them, gave up 5 earned runs in both games.
Got lit up by the Padres once, too.
Before that, though, he gave up 0 earned runs in 36 innings. Cards are number 9 versus right-handed pitching the last 60 days, number 8 versus right-handed pitching the last 30 days, number 2 versus right-hand pitching away. They're a good away team. They're hitting 294 away. Dodgers are number 23 versus right-handed pitching the last 60, number 18 versus right-handed pitching the last 30, and number 5 versus right-handed pitching at Dodger Stadium. So they're better at home. Dodgers won the season series 4-3. They're both 7-3 in their last 10. That's straight up. They're both 5-4-1 in their last 10 first 5. They both have winning records, first 5 away and home. Joe West is the umpire tonight.
Jesus.
That should be fucking awesome. He's 18-13 to the home team. What else do I have here? Wainwright versus the Dodgers this year, 8.1 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned runs. Scherzer versus St. Louis, 14 innings pitched, hasn't given up an earned run. Scherzer's 2.17 at home, 2.9 at night. I mean, it's two veterans going tonight.
Yeah.
Cardinals have the better hitting stats as of late, but we don't know that the Dodgers lineup can do that at any time.
They will miss Max Muncy.
We also
and thought, he's a lefty, too. Pujols at first?
We also thought the Red Sox might miss... who was that, JD?
Yeah. He's been dog shit against the Yankees all year. He's too busy fucking making cameos, focus on ball.
Dodgers have won 18 of their last 21. Obviously, St. Louis just won 17 in a row and then lost 2 at the end of the season. But... Dodgers have a slight edge in bullpen ERA. A lot of people were talking about Tony, take the first inning, no run. No run first inning. A stat scared me off of that. Dodgers are number 1 in first inning runs. Cardinals are number 4 in first inning runs. So that scared me off of that one.
Tony, on that point, just so I can get one pick in there, I ain't watching this game past the first inning. Okay. I'm throwing a run in the first inning. Probably the best bet in baseball.
Okay, so you are going with the run first inning.
Yeah, I don't want to watch the game. And the first inning was really electric. Don't
be a scumbag, dude.
Did you?
I watched the entire game last night.
Are you not trying to get the railings up anymore? Have you given up on the railings?
Oh, yeah, spell check did get me on that one. And, I mean, I just can't spell for shit.
So, I think...
So, everybody's on the Dodgers, right? Is that what I'm reading?
Let me check the money.
I'm seeing 36% of the tickets, 65% of the handle on the Dodgers. That's money line. -1.5, 65% of the tickets, 51% of the handle.
Yeah, I'm seeing 55% of the tickets and 73% of the money on money line for Dodgers.
And everyone was on the Yankees last night?
Yes. Spread, everyone's even more money's on the Dodgers to cover the spread.
Yeah.
Really, it's not a confident pick for me as it was like last night. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the same thing I did last night. I'm going to take the Cardinals +0.5, first 5. And I'm going to take them +1.5 for the game.
Yeah, if I could get anything decent, money line with Scherzer. But I'm not laying -0.5 at what it is for first five. Absolutely not. So I'll take +0.5 with the Cardinals. And we'll go down Homer Lane again. Give me Tyler O'Neill to hit a bomb.
Okay.
+350.
Is he a good Canadian boy?
He's from Vancouver. His dad's fucking Mr. Olympia, dude. This guy mashes.
Have the lineups been announced yet for that game tonight? I was looking for it earlier, and I don't know if I couldn't find it.
Let's see.
Once again, I'll say this again about my pick tonight. I was confident last night. not confident tonight in it. Yeah, it is.
No lineups yet. No announcement.
I think I'm on ESPN, at least I'm seeing the St. Louis lineup, not the Dodgers lineup.
I worry about Wainwright, I really do.
I know, so do I. So trust me, so do I.
But I'll tell you what, there's zero chance fucking tomorrow I'm not taking fucking Lance Lynn first five plus a half.
I'm excited to...
Let me know when you can get Lance Lynn first five plus a half, and I will give you my left
against front. Fucking...
McCullers.
Yeah.
Lance does tend to get lit up in Houston, though. And that's not a stat. That's me just remembering betting on him in Houston. And he has... Lance can get lit up if he can't find it.
It'll happen from time to time.
But I'd rather die with Lance than with McCullers.
Okay, so we're both on cards tonight.
Yeah.
Are you confident about yours?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So...
And I'm also... I mean... the dogs could be like you're getting the best part about playoff baseball is you're getting good pitchers as
yeah.
dogs.
Yeah,
like,
which
you
is
get,
awesome.
You get Charlie Morton plus a half at Milwaukee.
And you know we love getting plus a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, we're not as confident as we were last night because the numbers to me skewed one way last night and it happened.
Yeah.
To me, they're pretty even tonight. Yeah. I think Scherzer is the better pitcher.
But, yeah, lights
and out. The pitcher that I trust more. I mean, if it
this card seems the hottest team in baseball. Like, they were not even
Dodgers
close
were incredible
to the wild
in the second
card.
Half, yeah. too, though.
But it'll the be only exciting. Thing here, if the Dodgers win, the Dodgers-Giants series will be awesome.
Here's the thing. Cards, though, not that the Dodgers don't, but, like, Goldschmidt, Arenado, Molina, Bader, Wainwright, like, there's a lot of vets on that team.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be rattled.
No. But
Goldschmidt's hitting, let me see here. Career versus Scherzer. Not great numbers.
Dodgers fans will come for you, though. I'll tell you that much.
Goldschmidt's 5 of 32 is 16 Ks against Scherzer. Mr. O'Neill's 0 for 3 with 2 Ks. It's all right, though.
It's coming out party, dude.
Hey, I got a... I took a ticket earlier this year, 10 for $1,000, St. Louis Cardinals to win the World Series. What do you think that cash out jumps to tonight? It's at 32 right now. I'm definitely not $32? Cashing out. Yeah, it's at 10 for $32 cash out option right now. What do you think that cash out jumps to?
It'll jump a little bit tonight if they win.
Like Jose Abreu.
Like 100.
Like what?
Like to like 100.
Like what?
100.
I don't fucking know, dude.
Jose Abreu might be out tomorrow for the White Sox.
Fuck.
Oh, no. That is big.
Oh, no,
man. That is very big.
I'm starting to actually get really worried. I had my friend coming over. He was teaching me all the White Sox, like, hitters and stuff like that because I only was paying attention to the pitching. I'm getting real worried. We got some guys that can hit dingers, though.
I might sprinkle Tommy Edman to get 2+ hits.
Mr. Edman.
He is 4 of 9 in his career against Scherzer. He's batting .444 with a home run, 2 RBIs.
It would be awesome if the Cardinals pulled this off. And I'm by no means a Cardinals fan, but I am by no means a Dodgers fan either.
No.
At all.
No.
St. Louis sports fans have been through enough in this last year. They deserve a World Series win.
Okay. I mean,
they don't need
not
a World Series. They just got to cover plus a half tonight.
Thank you, Mitt. Hey. Thank you, Mitt. Well said, dude. Well said, Mitt. Thank you. All right, so that's what we're doing tonight. Good luck to everyone. Okay? Good luck to you. Good luck to me. Mitt, who did you take?
I took a first run in the first inning.
First run inning.
And then I'm rooting for the Cardinals because I'm not cashing out that ticket.
Okay.
It's a good ticket.
It's a good ticket. Let's take a look at... Oh, wait, shit. Is Bruce back there yet? He answered some calls. He's still back here? No, he's not still back here. Okay. Let me see if there's any baseball calls before we move on. Yep. Here we go. Justin from Jersey, what do you got?
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
So I have a same game parlay, and then I have another parlay that I have for plus 7,000, and I have a couple questions for the crew.
Okay. That's a lot. Okay. So let's move through.
Yeah. Same game parlay, Matt Scherzer to get 6-plus Ks, Corey Seager to get a hit, Mookie Betts to get a hit, Trey Turner to get a hit, Cody Bellinger to get a hit, over 5.5 total runs, first half alternate run line plus 3.5, and full game alternate run line of plus 3.5. And the other parlay I have is the Los Angeles Lakers to win and the over on the points, Atlanta Hawks to win, the over on the points, over on the points for the Magic and Pelicans game, and the Warriors to win and the over on their points.
Okay, what question? And the two question you got?
So this week, I was thinking in my Survivor League that I'm starting to fade the Texans and just started to pick every single game who the team is playing the Texans.
Next week
is a bunch of games that there's a lot of like teams where you can pick and you know you're not going to pick them again. So I was wondering for next week if you have any plays for the Survivor League. Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Justin. Hey, taking the Pats this weekend is not a bad Survivor play.
No, not at all.
I'm still in. I had the Bills last week.
Tight one.
I haven't.
Barely came through.
I haven't really looked at this week yet. Obviously the Pats, but I don't like taking road teams. I really don't. I fucking really don't, pal.
Cowboys. Picks for next week?
We're not going to do next week.
Oh, okay.
Cowboys are home against the Giants. Giants played okay, though. Would you trust the Ravens at home against Colts?
No.
Me either.
No. It's Bucks. The Bucks is the one. What are we talking
about? It's true. It probably is the Bucks.
That's the one.
It's probably the Bucks.
That's the one.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right here. It's the Bucks.
Absolutely.
We'll get to next week. Next week. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, I think we can hold off on that one.
Nick from Colorado, what do you got?
Yeah, boys, hammer down.
Hammer down.
I got a same game parlay for tonight. Our guy just covered about half my fucking points, but it's fine. What I wanted to talk about is tweaking my record 2-plus hits. I heard you already got Edmund to get 2-plus hits. Yep. I'm toying with Mookie or Trey Turner to get 2-plus hits. Just looking for your thoughts.
Thank you, Nick. Why'd you shake your head at Mookie, dude?
What's that?
Why'd you shake your head at Mookie?
Mookie Betts?
Yeah. Oh, are you still scorned because he left Boston?
No, Alex Verdugo had how many RBIs last night?
Then why don't you like Mookie?
He was part of that trade.
Why don't you like Mookie?
It's a great trade. Verdugo has 3 RBIs in his career.
Doogie, I know. I saw.
He was really good.
So
Mookie?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't side with ownership often, but if you turn down $300 million multiple times, I'm sorry, I have to.
Does that make you think he's a bad baseball player?
Not at all. He's a great baseball player. Just don't like him anymore.
Okay. Hey.
That's the way it goes, dude. Hey.
I completely understand.
If something happens and the team doesn't bring you back, like, I'll still like a guy when he leaves the team.
Sure.
But stuff like that, it's like 300 wasn't enough.
Hey, I hear you, pal.
You know?
Trust me, I fucking hear you. Hey, Mitt, you been watching the NBA preseason?
No, I have not been able to be catching that.
Okay, because Alvaro's got a preseason NBA preseason lock.
Hell yeah. Sweet.
No such thing as locks, but I'll let it slide.
Preseason, there is.
Good boy. I would rather watch
something. Dad.
Yeah, man. So I just got this little 5-team real quick. I got the over on the Nuggets and Warriors tonight. The Warriors shot like 73s last game. Steph potentially is probably going to play a little bit. The over that 219 right now. I like the Kings, Clippers. I like the Kings on that one. Money line plus 120. Kings got a lot of young people, young core, Halliburton, Fox. You know, they got some pieces over there. I like the minus 2.5 with the Spurs and Detroit Pistons game. The Spurs just smacked the Jazz, put up 111. Pistons are not going to play Cunningham or Jackson today. I think they're both out. So I like the minus 2.5. I like the Hawks minus 3 versus the Cavs. The Cavs just got smacked by the Bulls.
Yeah.
They're not looking too good right now. So I like the Hawks minus 3. And then the Dallas Mavericks versus the Jazz minus 5.5. Mavericks first home game of the preseason. And the Jazz, like I said, got smacked by the Spurs. So a little $20, $2,500 right there, boys.
There it is. Thank you, Alvaro.
Easy money.
Hey, that sounds like all winners to me, bud.
Easy money.
Easy money.
I would rather bet on preseason NFL football than preseason NBA, and you guys know how much I love betting on stuff that does not matter to the players.
Hey, that's a hell of a fucking hill to die on that you'd rather bet on NFL than NBA.
I'm just talking about how much I actually hate betting any preseason at all. None of these games actually matter in the points, so like
that's true. That
there's
is how preseason.
A chance that who gives a I don't. I might be done with the NBA.
Oh no, you can't say that. Playoffs come around and it's just electric.
It wasn't really this year though. I just
the Knicks and oh come on, Knicks Atlanta. Atlanta was an awesome team
good
to bet
series.
On.
That was a good series.
I mean, it's all right, but I just, it never stops. It literally never stops.
When you're picking 23 college basketball games a night, those Saturdays when there are 160 games.
College basketball is the best, though. It's insanity. No. It's awesome. It's
college basketball,
awesome.
You have no clue what the fuck is going to happen at any moment. And there's also the games end 65 to fucking 60.
Some.
Who cares?
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I like watching fundamental defense and passing. It's sick. No, yeah. I want to see dunks and threes.
That's the most hype boy thing
that
you've ever
sick,
seen.
That was sick, man. Put that on a shirt. I want to see dunks and threes with your
seriously,
face
on
the
that
moon.
On
the- Print the shirts, dude. 20% off.
Speaking of, store.batmacfreeshow.com. Let's see if there's any line movement. All right, tomorrow night, Rams, Seattle. Rams opened 1. They're now 2.5.
Chris Carson officially questionable.
I don't know if that matters. I mean, he's good, but I don't know if that matters that much. Tell you what, that gets a 3.
I'm taking it now. 3, 2.5. I don't care. Home pop, Seahawks.
Yeah. Come on a Thursday night. Short week. No travel.
What?
Wait, where was Seattle?
Have the Rams played on the road yet?
Seattle in San Francisco? Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Have the Rams played on the road?
It feels as if they've been at home.
Yeah, they were in Indy.
Yeah.
But since then, they've had 3 at home?
They were home against the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
At Indy. They played... Who was running wide open on week 3?
They smacked somebody. Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Then they lost to the Cards. So they had 3 at home at straight. 3 home straight. I mean, if Carson didn't get hurt, they might have lost. Oh, no, that wasn't that game.
Wentz?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Aaron Donald rolling on both of his ankles.
Yeah.
No, they probably should have lost that game.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks here. I feel like it's a good... I mean, Seahawks defense does stink, though.
Atlanta opened as 4. It's down to 3, so not much there. Tampa opened 9.5 up to 10. Not much there. Carolina and Philly's basically the same.
Carolina's still at 3.5.
A little bit of movement here. Well, it opened as a pick 'em. Saints are up to -2.5.
Yeah. That's Washington all day.
I was looking earlier. Let me see if I could pull it up on my Excel. Because there was a little bit of... Let me... Open recent. I can't remember.
Oh, no.
Because I realized, like, you got to start looking at fucking strength schedule of who these teams have played so far. Oh, I missed it. Oh, it's gone.
You might want to bet on the Raiders this week, Tony.
Why is that?
Because Derek Carr just said what Joey Bosa said did piss me off.
Oh, shit.
So good job on that.
Well, maybe quit acting like a bag of dicks before you're about to get hit.
Whoa, dude. Okay, so I'm taking that the complete opposite way. Now, Derek Carr's about to start shitting his pants season.
Oh, is that how you took it?
Yeah. This is what he does every year. He starts getting a little adversity, and then he just crumbles up into a little ball, and then they start losing
Whoa,
games.
Whoa, dude. Don't come at Derek Carr like that.
I'm coming at the Raiders like that.
You taking the Bears this weekend, man?
Where's that at?
Hell yeah, I'm taking the Bears this weekend.
That opened at 7.
Is it opened at 7?
That's what it says here.
So now it's 5.5.
Down to 5.5. Cleveland Chargers open as a pick 'em. Chargers are -1.5, -2 in some places. That gets a 3. That'll be hell of a fucking day. Biggest line movement so far, Arizona open -2.5. It's up to 5.5. Told you it's going to get to a number. We're going to have to take San Francisco.
I can't. I'm not betting on Trey Lance.
Yeah, you're right. Forgot
he
about
looked
that whole
terrible
thing.
Against the Seahawks defense. What are the Cardinals going to do?
Yeah. If you take that one wide ass open throw away. But you know, he hasn't had a time to prepare as a starter either. We'll see.
Yeah. Lots of time.
Lots of time to see.
Lots of time.
Last call of the day. Kale. I like that name, Kale. Kale from Utah. What's up?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, I watched enough Pac-12 football to know that if you play back-to-back road games, you will lose the second game. So, Texas will be beating Oklahoma.
Texas will be beating Oklahoma.
I'm so confused.
Thank you, Kale. Those teams aren't in the Pac-12.
Yeah, none of that correlated. Is he still on? Where's he from in Utah?
He's not on anymore. That's on me. Because it sounded like there was something going on with the phone, and it sounded like he was shooting fireballs out of Mario.
I know it's not Pac-12, but I do like Texas.
Did he mean to say Big 12?
Maybe Big 12.
No, but there are
but he is two living Utah, in Utah
schools in Pac-12.
Yeah.
It's a real conundrum here.
We're going to have to get Kale to call back someday.
Hey, Kale, watch Pac-12 after dark. Let us know how it goes.
And while we're on the subject of callers, if someone could let us know if Jackson's okay.
I mean, we know what happened here.
What do you mean?
He got caught.
Got what?
Caught.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm sure his mom and dad.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
No, Mr. and Mrs. Jackson were fine with what Jackson was doing.
Maybe call into the show, but the other thing was concerning.
Oh, him around his own book?
Yeah.
You think smart he's in juvie? Kid.
No.
He's No. He's definitely just grounded. Time out in his room.
He's in ground. He's grounded.
Oh yeah, grounded.
You think Jackson has 37 touchdowns through 3 weeks in high school football?
If his parents still letting him play.
You guys killed that kid.
No, no, he's fine.
No.
No, he's
not. He's fine.
Okay, he messaged me last week. I just didn't want to say it on the microphone.
So why didn't you give an update? He's not dead.
I didn't want to say it on the microphone. He told me not to. He's fine.
I thought you guys killed this.
Thank you. No. Jesus. But you don't have to say it on the microphone, but you could have let me know. I haven't slept in fucking.
Us, dude. I literally
thought you guys hate him. Nobody. You guys hate him.
Nobody ever asked.
You hate him.
Nobody ever asked about Jackson. No.
You guys ask about Jackson every fucking day. You guys only ask the same answers.
I'm the only one. It's like Zubin. It's like Zubin all over again.
No.
Just me screaming in the street.
I'm the only one who ever brings it up. I care more.
It's not.
I care more.
Love you, Jackson.
I care more.
Miss you, Jackson.
Thank you, Mitt.
That baby, Mitt.
We just were worried about the kid.
I like him.
Fair enough.
Let's see here. Do we got any boosts for tonight? Scherzer, 8-plus strikeouts and the Dodgers to win. Is Scherzer going to K 8 tonight?
He should. He usually does.
Let me see. Let me check.
Hey, Mitt.
Hey, Mitt.
Hey, Mitt.
Hey, what's up?
Are we on the Hype Boys again this weekend, or are we done with them?
LSU, or?
I mean, I saw LSU catching points against that Kentucky squad. I do really like it.
Scherzer's K per 9 is 11.84. Woo!
Why does it feel like you have to bet Arkansas Ole Miss because they both got blown out? Is that just,
I don't know.
Am I the only one feeling that way? That I just don't know. Feels like a game that you have to bet.
I don't like it.
I like the over in that a lot.
An Arkansas score?
It's not that high of a number.
They got a good rushing team.
George is up to -15 against Bo.
Jesus.
If Bo Nix does what he did again, he's got a fan in me for life, but I'm taking Georgia minus probably alternate spread 21.
What?
Fuck him. I'm so mad.
Because he fucking beat your Hype Boys?
Yeah, I'm
so fucking so mad.
I'm done live betting games. There's no way we're doing that.
Not after you have a couple ice cold Bud Light one.
Over 7.5 total runs in the Dodgers to win?
No. Is there a UFC boost yet?
Let me ask you a question. Do you like dingers?
Yeah.
Do you like money?
Yeah.
Mookie Betts or Tyler O'Neill to hit a home run?
What's it at?
+210.
No. I'll stick with +380. Tyler O'Neill on his own.
Okay.
Dirty the waters.
Oh, shit. Nick, we've got an NHL odds boost.
Oh, no.
Colorado Avalanche to win the 21-22 President's Trophy, plus 330.
It's a strong, strong chance of that happening, but lose their starting goaltender to the Seattle Kraken in the expansion draft and replaced him with an oft-injury-prone Darcy Kemper.
Oh, Darce!
And Colorado's loaded up front, and goaltending's not going to be the most important thing for them, but that's something they're probably going to want to try
Is Darce Kemper who you guys got a picture with in Toronto?
Nah, that's Kipper, dude. Come on.
Kipper.
Kipper's been out of the game for years. He's a fucking legend.
Anyone who takes a penalty is a legend.
Anyone.
But, maybe a sprinkle.
You think they're going to be able to rebound from their disappointing playoffs?
Yeah, they'll be back in the playoffs for sure, but I don't know about President's Trophy caliber with that goaltending.
Okay. Thank you.
I wonder who the fucking Cinderella team in the NHL is going to be this year. There's always one.
Coyotes.
It was the Stars. Then it was L'Abeton.
Coyotes are going back to their old logo. That's going to be the...
They basically gutted their entire team.
Yeah, Coyotes stink.
Kraken.
Could be.
Sharks. Ducks.
Sharks stink. Is Getzlaff still on the Ducks? Ducks got a
long way to go. Getzlaff is back for another ride.
This is last year?
Yeah.
What a legend.
It's fucking Gibson still the starting goalie.
Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny
still rocking out there.
Pittsburgh native.
I mean, Florida. I don't know if you can call them a Cinderella anymore after what they did last year, but...
Carolina, are they Cinderella anymore?
I wouldn't call them a Cinderella, but they might be taking a step back this year.
Oh, shit, dude.
A lot of interesting moves made by some of these teams this offseason.
You can hear a lot more of this tonight at 8 o'clock on That's Hockey Talk YouTube.
Thank you.
Dude. That's sad. We don't talk about that on the show.
There was a update from Rob Manfred.
What did Bob Manfred say?
A reporter asked him, I often hear teens and 20-somethings, a.k.a. the kids, call it the MLB. What do you think of this, Rob? Rob said, it's the weirdest naughty word thing. It's just Major League Baseball.
What he should have said was, if kids and teens are talking about the MLB, that's good for the sport. They can call it whatever they want.
People do hate when you say the MLB.
Trust me. I know. I don't say it.
No, you can't.
It's Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Always has been. Always will be.
Okay, Mitt.
I'm probably just out of habit still going to call it the MLB.
Don't. Okay?
He's in that. That's him. That's who fucking
Nick,
Bob's talking about.
Chris Otto's in the chat. He's a good guy to follow for hockey stats.
At PSU Auto, I believe. He's fucking great. He does wonders with tracking the first periods, over-unders, and I think he does all three periods, second and third periods. He's fucking great.
Thank you, PSU Auto.
Shout out.
Anybody named Otto is a legend.
Anyone named Otter's a stooge.
Hey, jeez. What the hell?
Love you, Mitt. We can't thank you guys enough. Tomorrow we got Thursday Night Football.
What?
We got two baseball series tomorrow night.
Oh, come on, Sox. No one's giving us a chance.
We got
nobody.
College football tomorrow.
Nobody.
It's a good shirt, by the way.
Yeah. Funny story. I
stole it.
No. I bought this when I was at Fenway. Completely forgot about it.
Because you were blacked out.
Did drink a few Bud Lights, but I did find it this morning as I was searching for a Sox gear to wear. It is a good shirt.
We'll be back tomorrow. A lot to talk about. More picks, more information. YouTube.com/HammerDime. Make sure you spread the word there. We'll be here 15 minutes after Pat's show. What's it called? Twitter and Instagram. At Hammer Dan.
There you go.
Compy does a phenomenal job over.
Thanks, Tony.
Of course.
Thank you.
I mean, that thing buzzing. I noticed a couple other accounts put out the Marlins Will Soar video after you did.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been happening a lot lately.
That's just a compliment.
It's a good video. That's Scott Stapp is for everybody.
Yeah, Scott Stapp is for everybody.
Yeah, he's for the people.
Oh, we got Wilder and Fury. Thank you, Dylan. Wilder Fury Saturday night.
Is it Saturday night, or where is it at?
Hasbulla's house.
Did you see Bula fucking beat the shit out of that water cooler?
Yeah. I mean, he's an absolute fucking machine.
Dude. Love you, Bula. Absolutely.
Love you, Bula.
Love you, Bula. Tommy Fury needs to accept Jake Paul's offer right now, though. He's trying to fight Tommy Fury.
Tyson needs... the Pauls need to accept Tyson's offer.
Tyson ain't giving them an offer.
No, Mike Tyson said he will fight them back to back.
He did not offer any money.
Mitt don't know about Mike Tyson.
Yeah, you don't want that smoke.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You don't want that smoke.
I believe Mitt was on the side that LeBron would beat up Mike Tyson.
If he had 6 months.
I do think. If
all right, that's a show. That's a show.
All right, Mitt.
Can't have that on.
Good
these.
Show. Mitt.
Can't have that on
it's
here.
A good show.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.
See you at the cashier.